I mentioned in the blog post that I wrote today that I tend to be more prolific as far as my music goes in the springtime. And I'm trying to keep the momentum going. I've already received a request to create a backing track for a podcast. Whether or not it'll pass muster or even be suitable, I don't know, but it's worth a go. It's a contemporary piece of music that I'm trying to create. So what I did is I spent the evening listening to tracks by Lady Gaga, JLS, and other bands which are, you know, up in the top 40 at the moment, Black Eyed Peas and things, just trying to get an idea of what instrumentation they're using. And it does seem that the palette available to them or they're using is very much similar to the stuff that could be used by anybody. You listen to Lady Gaga stuff and she's got the sort of the driving synth sound, that kind of thing. JLS's stuff is a little bit more subtle. It's kind of got these sort of whirring, that kind of thing going in the background, a lot slower, a lot more carefully produced. It's weaved backing around, so you can't really make out any particular sounds, but it sounds good. And just sort of a basic drum rhythm that you'd get off a TR-909 kind of, with, again, a little bit of ornamentation around it. I think any more complicated than that, and you're talking specific pieces of toolkit. I know that there are drum and bass tracks and clever things you can do with tones. They stick little bits and pieces, little clever things. For example, they have wind downs in the middle just to add a little bit of variety. And I think variety is quite an important part of the process. And to make an instrumental track, certainly when the vocalists are the main point of the singing, of the track, of the song itself, you get sounds and shouts and all kinds of things going on in the background the whole time. So to strip that completely out, one would need instrumentation to sort of take up the slack, if you like, with some little bits of ornamentation as well. But I'm fairly optimistic that I can put something together that sounds modern, upbeat. The descriptive words I've had here were vibrant, fun, humorous, memorable. Memorable would be interesting. Youthful, adventurous, energy, global. Global. Variety, colourful and sparkling. It's a bit of a challenge, but I'll give it a go. I guess I can make stuff which is 2-3 minutes long and they can chop it up to make it into stabs and beds and various themes throughout the course of the podcast that they're making. And I shall keep this audio boy appraised with my progress as it goes. And if I've given up in a sea of despair, I'm going to bed now. Have a happy Easter.